It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I appreciate a doctor cutting to the chase and being honest, being blunt.
Mm-hmm.
But the one I saw yesterday, my eye doctor, made me very nervous. Now I'm like, I wish you didn't tell me that.
Like he was too blunt or?
Too blunt.
Okay. Do you want to tell us what happened?
I'll tell you exactly what happened. Okay. I've been battling this cancerous growth in my eye.
Right.
I've been going through some chemo eye drops and stuff. The result is it can't spread. It's not going to kill me, which he told me.
Good.
He wants to shrink it and then do surgery on it.
Okay.
But I started asking him some questions and he was very blunt with his answers. And firstly, I said, am I going to be okay? And he said, yes, you will.
Good.
Then I said, so what's the game plan? He said, shrink it, have surgery. And okay. Then I'm like, and then it's over? And then he said, well, there is a chance you could lose your eye.
Oh, okay.
Flat out said that. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah, that's the first I've heard about it.
He didn't tell me that the first appointment. And then he said, well, if I went to do surgery and I saw some cancerous cells have got to the eyeball, but we'll have no choice, but I won't know that till we do surgery. And then I said, well, how likely is that? He said, unlikely. It looks under control now, but it is a possibility. And he said it with a straight face, like there was like nothing wrong with that. It was so, he's so blunt. And I don't know if he's just like that with everyone or he's really cocky because he's a young guy, or I appreciate him being honest with me. I don't know where I stand with this.
Yeah, I mean, the bluntness is almost like, okay, here, it's cut and dry. This is what could happen. This is everything, so you're aware of it. There's no surprises. I get that point of it. But at this, like, other hand, like, I want a little bedside manner. Like, I want you to tell me, like, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure this isn't going to happen. I just want you to know that it's a possibility. You know, if he would have maybe positioned it rather than, well, you could lose your eye. I mean, that might have come off a little better.
I think you just summed it up perfectly because I like honesty. I appreciate that.
Right.
But there is some sort of like talk, like I will do everything in my power to make sure that he gave me none of that. It was literally
he
none
just
of
gave
that.
You the facts.
He said it was like this. There's a chance you could lose your eye.
Wow.
That was it. And I'm like, come on, dude. Do you have any social skills? I know doctors are smart people, but some sort of social skills for patients, maybe? I don't know.
When you went into his office, how full was his office? Were you the only patient there?
You know, actually, I was. I was the only one there, and I thought that was because it was Veterans Day.
Or it could be that, yeah.
Do I need a second opinion?
He's Mr. Honesty.
Oh, I forgot to tell you this. I got in the elevator, and there was one other person that said, a lot of people don't like him because of his honesty. And I'm like, yeah, you think?
I mean, I do. I appreciate the honesty, but I need a little, like, stroke me, tell me it's going to be okay type with it.
Right. I just needed to vent that this morning. Okay. And see if anyone else, you know, do you like a doctor that's that blunt? Or do you prefer someone that will nurse you a bit more? 888-431-3764.
I was a cold beer drinker.
Guy, I give you so much credit for being so open and honest with everything that's going on with your eye journey.
I try and be honest with everything. If I didn't want to be honest, I wouldn't talk about it.
But you give us the good, the bad, and the ugly, which was your doctor's appointment yesterday, where your doctor was almost too blunt with you, where it made you a little nervous.
He said this. He goes, there's a chance you could lose your eye. That, and he stopped. No sort of, but I'll do my very best not to. I'm going to help you through this. He just said, these are the facts.
Yeah, that's almost scary. Well, it is scary, but it's like you want a little bit more from your doctor of like a little bit of comfort. Even if you're going to say something like that, which like could lose my eye, that's huge.
No, he didn't have any of that in him. And then I got in the elevator after and I heard someone saying to me, a lot of people actually don't like him because of how blunt he is.
Well, the 626 thinks that they know why he might be so blunt, says, good morning, I work in the healthcare industry. Unfortunately, everybody is so sue happy, especially in California. Doctors tend to be more blunt. I do agree that they could use a little more compassion as well, but that might be the right reason why.
I think that's a very, very good point. America is so happy and they have to say it straightforward so they have all bases covered.
Exactly.
Because I do believe he doesn't think that. I do believe he thinks this is going to be handled through surgery. But in case it doesn't and something goes wrong, he probably does have to say that.
It's like a CYA thing.
Yeah, well, I hope that's the case.
Yeah. Nicole and Menifee, have you had one of these doctors?
I've had lots of doctor's appointments like that. And I finally looked at that doctor. I said, okay, can you say it now like you're a real boy? But he was a robot.
But there's more than just reading the chart, especially when you have a patient going through something as scary as cancer in the eye that, like, I don't know, a little bit of sympathy goes a long way.
It does. I've had several surgeries because I was just born, you know, fun like that. And some doctors have been really caring and loving and want to tell me, like, okay, this is what could happen, but we're going to do everything to make sure that this doesn't happen. And then there's one that is like, well, you know, I can't play God, so.
I think the way you said it was robotic is the best way to put it. There was just no human emotional element involved.
Yeah, just even like, you know, the bedside manner of, but it's going to be okay, and I'm here with you on the journey. No, it was
he
like,
doesn't have it.
This might happen.
He goes, we'll be seeing each other. They were his words. You know, my parents called me after, and I didn't have the heart to tell them. They asked, how was the appointment? I'm like, oh, everything's on track. You know, this.
It's fine.
I didn't tell them that bit.
909 says, my grandpa was a doctor, and he would always tell you, you want a doctor to be very blunt. They don't have time to make up a lie or to hold your hand because they're too busy trying to save your life. All the best doctors I've had have had horrible bedside manners, but they are amazing doctors.
Okay, that's good to know. I hope he's the best. Listen to this 951's doctor. Check this out. I went to the doctor to have my eyes checked, and my doctor told me I got good news, but I've got bad news.
Uh-oh.
The good news is you don't need glasses.
Okay.
The bad news is I think you have a brain tumor.
Oh. Well.
Come on.
Might be a worse situation than you guys.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.